Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The meeting of the minds. We just picked the brackets. It is 2016 Farm Bar and Grill, Good Morning Gloucester, Bikini Speedo Dodgeball time. I'm joined with by Frankie Gwynn, Nick Dowsett.
Hello.
And my man, Ryan Cox.
What's happening?
This is our fifth year.
Yes.
Fifth year. It all started on a snowy February night. Ryan came into my office down the dock, hammered.
Yes.
And we came up with the idea, and there was, the first year, there was four teams.
Yes, I believe it was four.
Four teams.
Yeah. And there were, it was at the Farm Barn Grill, and there was about a foot and a half, maybe 2 feet of snow.
Oh, no, more than that.
Maybe
more like three feet.
You had to shovel out the court.
Shovel it out.
So it was like a sunken down court.
Yeah.
And the first winners that year was?
Five in the pink.
Five in the pink, that's right.
Yeah.
Who was on that the first team?
That was, I don't remember, actually. There's pictures somewhere.
Yeah. Let me get back to you on that.
You were on that team, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
You were not?
Tracy was on the team.
Tracy
was a winner on that team.
Five in the pink.
Yeah.
And this year, we got a lot of returning teams. Every year, we never have any problems, filling the brackets.
Correct.
We had a couple of teams that are on the waiting list, but right now, we are rock solid. And we're just going to go over a couple of the details.
That's correct.
So, once again, this year's proceeds, after all the expenses are paid, are going to a worthy cause, which is Camp Spindrift. And if you haven't sent your child to Camp Spindrift, you are a neglectful parent.
The first five in the paper.
Oh, Tyler Hammond was on the
And Fitzy. And Fitzy's in there.
Why don't you go through the names?
We got
the first winners was
Casey Bartlett and Fitzy, which I forget Fitzy's last
Sean
name.
Fitzgerald.
Sean Fitzgerald. Yeah, it's Tyler Hammond, Tracy Gansenberg, and Jessica Bennett.
There you go, the first year. And then ever since then, the evil team. They're not the evil team. What they are is the New England Patriots of dodgeball. Because they win and
They do cheat a little.
No, they don't cheat.
Ben,
you
just play within the rules. Just
you can't get to the finals 3 years in a row without having talent.
They have a system.
They have a system. Yeah, you can look at the tapes.
There's a system.
But again, we're going to get back to Camp Spindrift. Go if you haven't sent your child to Camp Spindrift in the summer. I went there. Countless people from the North Shore have gone there. It is memories that'll last a lifetime. Go to www.northshoreymca.org to sign up your child. So it's a great cause. Rick Dowsett donates a lot of his time. This year he's going to be running the shuttle bus. And so here's a little bit of news. What we like people to do, if you're coming by car and there's five people in the car, drop off the four people at Spindrift, mm-hmm. and then go to the Wingersheek parking lot, and Rick will pick you up and bring you back in the shuttle bus. It'll just make things go a lot quicker.
Yep.
So we got that going on. This year, and please tip your driver.
It'll all go toward camp.
On all that money that you tip him will go towards camp. This is goes for contestants as well as spectators.
Correct.
Please tip because it really does go for a great cause. This year's trophy, Frankie got it. It's all engraved and up to date with the previous winners.
All the history is recorded on it, yes.
All the history is recorded.
There's two different team names on it.
Two different teams. Yeah. Five in the pink, and then blinded by the white.
That's
we'll
right.
See this year if someone knocks them off. We have a strong field this year. What else do we want to talk about? We wanted to talk about getting there. The event, the first match is going off 12 o'clock sharp.
Correct.
So the Rick's going to be there with the shuttle bus at 10. You can get there a little early, hang out. It's always a great time.
Yeah.
Passports is going to be doing he's going to be providing some food for people. What do you think, Frankie? What's your team this year?
My team is called MC Clammers. We're sponsored by the Clam Box in Ipswich.
Nice.
Yes, and we're coming out to Can't Touch This.
That's your theme music. Everybody has theme music. Why don't you name some of the other sponsors?
Oh, yeah, we got some other sponsors. That would be, is Blinded by the White, do they have a sponsor this year?
Yeah, Ed Collard.
Ed Collard's House Doctors is sponsoring Blinded by the White. The Filthy MILFs, they are sponsored by the Lark Group Business Consultants.
Filthy MILFs. Nice to have them associated with that.
That's right. It's good. Yeah. So Lark Group Business Consultants. You want to check them out. And then MC Clammers is the Clam Box. UGLY, that's Levesque Fitness. And then we've got, of course, Ass with Class. They are sponsored by the Farm Bar and Grill.
There you go. And who's sponsoring the farm is also going to have a couple teams in because they're going to have, was it Kittery team?
Yes, the new Kittery farm location will have a team in this year. Also, they'll be all newbies. We're not sure what we're going to get out of them, but they're excited.
Oh, wait, doesn't Noah manage that spot?
No.
He's
all over the place? Yeah, it's all over the place. Oh, so, okay. Yeah, but we're bringing down the general manager from that store will be playing. So he's excited.
Very nice.
So it should be good.
We got a lot of veteran teams coming back.
A lot of veteran teams.
And I think we're contacting, if you can, Uber or Lyft or a Lighthouse Taxi.
Correct.
Utilize any of those. It's really just a lot easier for you personally to just get dumped off there and take a taxi home or Uber home.
Yep, get in, get out.
Yeah, and we'll provide we'll provide telephone numbers and contact information for the transportation services. Anything else we want? Oh, this year also, new category for winner. Why don't you talk about that, Frankie?
Well, we wanted to really promote teams being creative and all going all in with their team theme and team name. So the new category is going to be best team theme, best team act, really. Everyone's going to get a chance to vote. Every player is going to get a chance to vote, rather.
Spectators.
And spectators are going to get a chance to vote, sure.
Yep.
And then the team that is voted as the best team or the best team act. How would you describe that?
Yeah, costume, the whole thing. The whole
pyrotechnics, laser act. Show, dry ice. Yes,
you heard exactly. It, folks.
Bonus points for all.
Dancing girls, bossy.
Flying midgets. Yes. Tossing.
Jugglers.
Midget tossing.
So based on the voting of the players and the crowd, there will be a prize for that, and that prize will be your very own bottle of Ron DeJeremy rum.
All right. Friday night at the Farm Bar and Grill, 7 o'clock, pick up your uniform.
That's correct.
We'll be passing out the rule sheets then.
Yep, I'll have some rules printed out. I'll have
rule sheets. And
there were a few, I guess, gray areas last year that we're definitely going to address with the ref. Yeah. So they'll be
one of the main. You know what I see every year? So that the newbie teams never recognize when they run up to the line and get the ball, they think they can throw it right away. But you have to run back,
to retreat to the back wall,
touch the back wall before that ball is live,
or pass the ball back to someone who's at the wall.
Yeah, whatever. Right.
You got to get the strategy now. You know, we don't want to do that. Give away some secrets here.
We'll give a big shout out. Craig Kimberly has been working. He's been gone for basically the whole entire last month shooting two different television series, and he's been has to turn around and edit these, and he's fitting in this week, making a masterpiece which we're going to air at the farm 7 o'clock on Friday night as well. So please come out and see the great movie that he has produced with incredible drone footage from last year's tournament.
Yeah, he's very talented.
Yep. So there you go. Come on out. Please share the Facebook page. All the money that we raise goes to an awesome cause, Camp Spindrift. And anything anyone wants to add?
I'm good.
Can't wait.
All right. If you could dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. Have a great time, guys. I can't wait to see everybody.
Like a bitch when I'm with you.